Another day. Make it a good one to start with. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yes, good morning, Coasties, and welcome to Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me to Wednesday.
You're very welcome.
Now, we're missing one of the team. He's gone missing. We don't know where she is.
No.
We don't know what's happened. I have nothing to do with her gone missing. I just want to make that absolutely clear.
Oh, okay.
Just in case the rumors start flowing around. The office.
Yeah, I do know where she is, so that's okay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you say? Where is she?
She's saying farewell to her daughter. Her daughter's leaving, going overseas. So.
Oh, farewell to her daughter, really. I mean, people just got no priorities these days. You know, I've got to say farewell to my daughter.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big deal for her. Her daughter's going overseas for a couple of months.
Yeah, I said farewell the other day. That was it. Didn't have to take a day off
work. But you came back after a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
you make a good point there.
I do
there.
Make a good point.
But we've got an amazing show coming up.
Akmal, why don't you tell us about the show, mate? What's going to happen?
Well, Amanda's not here. Amanda Coolen, who's normally here, is not here. So I think we're going to have fun. I think it's going to be good. It's like the teacher's away.
Yeah, no, look. to get a play up, you're going to misbehave.
Well, let's just enjoy ourselves.
Is that why producer Al's in the studio right now watching us both quite intently?
We got security. We got two security men.
You better behave, boys.
Yeah, and not muck up.
Oh, it's like mum's here. That was my mum, by the way. she's never recovered after the, you know, testosterone injections she's had. I don't know why she had them.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Traveling's good. I enjoy traveling.
With gigs, you travel a lot.
I travel a lot. If I could, you know, I argue with my wife about this. She loves the entire flying experience. You know, I don't. I cannot wait to get to my destination.
I find it stressful. The whole thing is stressful. Getting to the air, packing. Getting to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Going through the security is stressful.
Oh, the security. Don't get me started on the security.
Mate, you're taking off your belt. You're taking off your shoes.
Pants, your undies.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no. What airport? Oh, sorry. I was thinking of something else then. No.
No, but there's a lot for me. I do find it stressful. And I'm also not a great flyer. I'm a bit of a nervous flyer.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't like it. About 20 minutes into the flight, I'm fine. But in my head, I start to think if anything's going to go wrong on this plane, it's going to be in the first 20 minutes.
But yeah, but statistically,
it's just how my head works.
That's how your head works. Yeah. I know. You should be in my head for a change.
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah. No, it's funny when you travel and people say, have a good flight. And I always say, I've got no control over the flying.
Yeah.
You have to speak to the pilot. Mm. They don't let me into that part of the plane anymore. Not after the last time.
Oh, that's good to know. But I want to talk about Islamabad. Islamabad Airport in Pakistan. What a friendly place that would be.
Hey? Oh, Islamabad. Come to Islamabad.
Yeah.
Get stoned.
Really?
Well.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. No. Because there's a guy there that his plane was delayed.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't happy.
It was Pakistani Airlines.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if Islamabad Airport, you know, the Pakistani Airlines was not late.
Yeah.
Or it actually.
Or delayed.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got breaking news. An Islamabad Airlines landed on time at the airport on the actual tarmac.
And everyone was really happy with the in-flight meal.
Everyone was happy.
It was great.
No one, only two people died. Which is pretty good for us.
Anyway, so this guy, his flight was delayed and he was pretty upset about it. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
I was delayed. My flight was delayed once when I was flying to LA.
Yeah.
And it was look, I won't mention the airline, but pretty much it was a big Airbus and it was half full.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
found out it was half full. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Then somehow there was a technical fault we all got put on the 747 that was taking off later on was also half full.
Sus.
Yeah. Anyways, so I did an angry tweet that day. This guy did.
Well done.
Thank you. I told them. Mm. What this guy did in Islamabad Airport is he set his luggage on fire in the airport.
Oh, yeah. That's the usual response. That's the standard thing. Oh, yeah. I'm late. I better get my cigarette lighter. Just get my clothes. Oh, that should make the plane come in on time.
But the guy I've seen the video. He seemed relatively calm. He wasn't raging. He just took everything out of his suitcase, had it lying on the floor, lit one of his pieces of clothing on fire, and then put it to the rest of the clothes and just stood there. Security watched him until it started to smoke, and then they went, we should actually step in, and stopped it.
Yeah, because there's no smoking. in the plane, right? That is, look, you know, it's a strange thing. I had an incident with an airline. I won't mention, but they're called Jetstar. And I shouldn't mention them, but Jetstar, my goodness, Jetstar. Anyway, how many times have I said Jetstar?
Oh, I don't know, a few now.
We don't sponsor them.
What happened?
Not
what
anymore.
Happened? What happened?
Well, I was. This is the thing. I had to go to a job, yeah. A gig where I had to get off in Melbourne and then hire a car and then drive for 4 hours.
Okay, so you got a lot of traveling to do.
Yeah, yeah. So if I miss that flight, I'll miss the gig.
Yeah.
And people were there expecting me to show up.
Yeah.
It's part of the contract.
Yeah.
I have to show up on time wearing pants. and I get there and I just missed, you know, that when they close the flight.
Oh, you know, yeah.
And I didn't have any bags or anything.
Yeah.
And I said, just let me on. And people were coming on.
You can see the plane there?
I can see the plane there.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And people were still getting on. And they said, oh, no. She goes, you missed the cutoff point. And then I just lost it.
What, you set fire to your clothes?
No, yeah, except I forgot to take them off. That's why I'm that color. I used to be white. No, but, you know, it was, I just lost it because I thought I lost the gig.
Yeah.
I can't do the gig now, you know, because there's no way I'm going to make it
so
on.
So what happened? Did you?
I started yelling, making a scene. And guess what? They won. They always win. The police came.
The police came?
Yeah, two coppers came and they just stood by. And and I said, man, you know, and I'm telling them, and he says, sir, you have to calm down. Just calm down. When the police say that, they got one hand on their taser,
yeah,
and one hand on their batons, and they're ready. And that's when you have to calm down.
Yeah, so
it's amazing how quickly you calm down.
Did you apologize and move on?
I didn't apologize because I didn't really. I said, this is really unfair. Let me on. Is this because I'm ethnic?
No.
I pulled that one out.
No, you didn't.
I pulled that card
no.
out. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't remember if I did or not, but I certainly thought it. Come on. If I was a respectable white man in a suit and tie, I reckon I would have got on.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yeah, you know the sports curling?
I love the sport curling.
You do?
Yeah.
You really, you'd go out and see it?
Well, no, in the Winter Olympics, when that's on.
Oh, yeah.
Forget the figure skating, forget the speed skating. I watch that, you know, what's that big jump when they ski down a big ramp and they do the big jump? Whatever that is. I watch that. And then I love curling because it's a weird sport. It's like lawn bowls on ice with the added extra of mopping the floor.
That's right. It's basically combining sport with domestic chores.
Yeah.
So you can do both together at last. Yeah. It's a fantastic. But I don't know if it's a spectator sport. I mean, we know, when was the last time there was like a huge traffic jam because of the curling grand finals on?
Yeah.
You know, or I've got to get home. I've got to rush home. The curling's on. No one has ever rushed home to watch the curling.
Well, maybe not in Australia. Maybe in Canada.
I doubt it.
Probably big over in Canada.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, have you spent any time in Canada?
I spent a fair bit of time. Okay. Not a lot. I've been to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
And Montreal.
E.
What's the other place that where it's so ironic because it's where marijuana is legal.
Oh,
and
right.
I can't remember it.
Maybe
Toronto.
That's why. Toronto. Yes, there Toronto, you go. So look, right. Curling is really big over in Canada.
It's big because it's got
I
a lot
it.
Of ice.
Yeah,
they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
We've got all this ice.
Yeah.
Why don't we invent a silly sport?
Yeah, but they got big stones and they just push them down the ice.
That's right. Yeah. It's kind of interesting for about 30 seconds, but. You know, I think if you were going to participate in curling,
yeah,
you should probably be allowed to be drunk, like okay. Darts.
Mm-hmm.
Darts, you're allowed to be drunk.
Okay.
Golf.
Yeah.
Yes, I reckon you're allowed to.
Well,
be
you
drunk.
Hate golf.
I know. I have to be drunk to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even realize it's not even golf. It's what I think it was just a park.
Yeah.
I was looking at a park. I thought it was golf.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at a park and a golf game broke out by accident. But
so what's happened in Canada with the curling?
Well, this guy showed up. He's a champion. He's an Olympic champion. I don't know how you become an Olympic champion at curling.
Well, you probably compete in the Olympics in curling and win.
Wow, that's a very rational answer there.
Mm.
No, but he showed up really, really drunk.
Oh, no.
And he was disqualified, which is unfair. because you should. I think it's the kind of sport that would be enhanced by the consumption of alcohol.
I think it's you got to be relaxed for it.
Well, he looked very relaxed.
It's all about, you know, that having that certain finesse with the stone as you push it down.
It
might help to have a few drinks and relax.
I think nothing increases your finesse than a few drinks before a good game of curling.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get smashed and go curling. And see how you go. I think, you know.
Look, I've played barefoot bowls, and the only advantage about that for me was when you can have a drink at either end.
That's right,
so you
exactly.
So you have a drink down that end, and then you roll all the bowls down there. You have a drink at the other end. Well, the same for curling.
Exactly. And darts, I think, is mandatory. You know, they do random tests, and if they don't find alcohol in your urine, you're disqualified.
Oh, really?
And they put a dart through your head.
Hey, mate, have a drink before you play this, please.
Have a drink.
Hey, just a little message. Play darts, curling, and lawn bowls responsibly.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I love it, as you said earlier, when animals get revenge on humans, because humans are very destructive, aggressive sort of species, probably the most destructive species on the planet.
Well, it's funny when you hear about all these people saying we should go colonize Mars, when really we can't look after a planet we can live on at the moment. You can't live on Mars. They're going to have to do all this stuff so we can live there.
Yeah.
We can live perfectly happy on Earth at the moment if we just took a little bit better care of it.
But at least Mars is already destroyed, so the work's done for us.
It's like trashed already. Yeah. Ah, we may as well trash it more.
No, this guy in Florida is a spear fisherman, and I'm always amazed that people are surprised when, you know, they go spear fishing and then they get attacked by a shark. That's where they live, right?
Yeah,
they forget that, and that's where they. Oh, there he goes. Says this guy jumped in the water, and then the shark chased him. It chased him.
Chased him.
Yeah, and he panicked and he couldn't find a boat.
Oh.
Where's my boat gone? But he's got a spear. He's got a spear gun, and he shot it, and he missed the shark.
He missed the shark.
He missed the shark.
So okay, so this guy has jumped in the water. Where is this?
Florida.
In Florida, and he was going to do some spear fishing, and then a massive shark has approached him and started circling.
That's good. You've been paying attention.
That is scary, mate. That is scary. I shouldn't laugh.
It is scary. Yeah, but you know, I wonder if it kept chasing him. You know, like, you know, my wife will always check the bed before she gets in. You know, under the doona.
Really?
Yeah, and I always say, "What are you looking for?" She goes, "Well, you know, something might have crawled under there."
Really?
One day she's going to find a shark. A shark will appear and bite her leg off.
No.
No, but that's
No.
But, you know, it's a strange thing, you know. And people, because we always feel so arrogant, you know, as humans. We always think, oh, yeah, let's go. You know, guy gets attacked. Let's go kill the sharks. Kill them all. And then the sharks are going, man, I had nothing to do with that guy.
Yeah.
I don't like surfers. They taste like bong water, you know.
How do they know what that tastes like in the first place?
What do you mean?
Bong water. If they say it tastes like bong water, how do they know what it tastes like in the first place?
Look, it's just something I thought up.
So what happened to this guy?
I didn't think I was going to be interrogated.
What happened to this guy? Oh, did he get away or did he get chewed up? What happened?
He got away. He got away. But, you know, it would have been a much better story had he, you know, lost an arm or a leg or something. It would have been more fun.
No, you don't want that to happen to him.
Well, you know, for our purpose, it would be more exciting to make the story more interesting. I could have embellished it and lied.
Okay, we'll do that. Go ahead. Let's forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Forget that he got back safely.
All right, yes.
Tell us the Akmal Sali version of what happened to this man in Florida.
The shark got him, grabbed him by the collar, put him on the boat, and then punched the hell out of him. And then bit his the bottom half was taken off completely.
Completely off.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he still survived.
That's great.
It was a torso. It was just a torso. It was picked up by the Westpac helicopter.
Yeah.
And what a story he's got.
That's amazing.
He's got no legs.
Yeah.
Or waist.
Yeah.
Or head.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's a great, brilliant story.
Well, no, you need the head to tell the story.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, this is a strange story, and I've always wondered about this, you know. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, like, imagine if you're reading the news and then you're in it. You know, like you read a story and you just go, hey, that's me. Or they put up a picture of you. You know, The Simpsons have done it.
Oh, okay.
But I always wanted to do this trick where I, you know, invite someone to my house, for example, and then put a DVD on without knowing, but pre-recorded before he comes in. And then get, it's quite elaborate, so stick with me.
Okay. Yep.
And you get your friend who's a newsreader.
Yeah.
Which I have a friend who's a newsreader. And get, you know, record him saying, you know, police are looking for, you know, Justin Hamilton and then put a picture of Justin Hamilton and just get his reaction.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
real. I've always wanted to do that.
Okay.
But it's quite elaborate and it takes a lot of work and I'm quite lazy and I'm just not going to bother.
Yeah.
But
it's a bit hard.
But it, I don't have to now because this really did happen to a man in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Luckily, everyone was okay. But he rang, this guy works as an operator for the emergency department, like fire, ambulance, police.
Well, it's an important job. You've got to remain calm and you've got to get details and you've got to pass it on. It's,
You can't say, hello, what department do you need? I need the fire department. Fire! Oh my God, there's a fire!
Yeah, you can't.
That person gets sacked.
Yeah,
not,
you can't
not suitable
panic.
For the job.
No.
You know.
So this guy's doing his shift.
He's doing his shift. He gets a call and he says, I'd like to report a fire. And he says, yes, what's the address? And it turns out to be the operator's house.
Oh, that's
the operator's
scary.
House is on fire, but he remains calm,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Did he have any family in the house? Was he married?
No, they're all out, luckily.
Oh, okay.
So only stuff was burnt, and who needs stuff?
Okay.
People have got too much stuff, you know?
Well, it's a bit of a cleanse just having a house fire, is it?
Yeah.
That's a bit strange.
It's a ceremony.
Okay. All right.
It's like, it's sort of involuntary ceremony to cleanse your
no, I think people that have a house fire might think differently, but that's okay.
It's easier to see it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
If it was
my house, So he remained calm. He got the emergency services there. Turns out his family wasn't home, but he lost his house.
It's quite, you know, unusual, you would think, but it happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, producer Al, he's in the studio at the moment. This is something that's happened to you.
It's happened twice, funny enough.
So. Really?
Not house fire related, but I was on air here on the Central Coast. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what you guys do.
Yeah.
And
what do we do?
We had to break in the program, meaning we stopped down from the music and we say breaking news.
Yeah.
And the headline was a car has crashed into a filler in Terrigal.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I live in Terrigal. I live in a townhouse. I really want to call it a filler.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, my flatmate messaged me. She goes, by the way, our apartment has just been crashed into.
You made the news. Yeah.
And funny enough, the second time I was working on the radio in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And we played a traffic report and it goes, man has been hit by a car in this suburb here.
Oh, no.
And my dad works in that area.
Oh,
and he works in a car. Turns out he was pinned in the door.
Oh,
I know. And it's on. I actually saved the traffic report and I play it to him all the time.
He hates it,
but
he's
fine.
Was
your
dad okay?
Yeah, he's fine now.
So he's fine so we can make fun of it, you know?
Yeah, but at the time it was pretty. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's dad.
Yeah, and no, it's funny. Because you know the comedian Richard Pryor? You guys are too young to remember. But
Richard Pryor.
Yeah, he burnt himself on purpose. It wasn't an accident. And he had to be taken to hospital. And he was okay. You know, he was burnt, but okay. He was still alive. And then they brought in the TV for him. And then the TV reported that Richard Pryor has just died.
Oh.
And he was there watching it. He's going, oh, no!
Hey! What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
The rules for driving are becoming stricter. I remember when I was a kid, you used to get in the car and people would be drunk and there'd be no seat belts, nothing. And bring those days back.
Really?
I love those days.
You're a lot safer with these rules.
Oh, you're safer. Everyone's worried about safety.
Yeah.
You got to take your chances.
Drink driving's really bad. Do not drink drive.
Don't drink drive.
Yeah, put on your seatbelt.
You'll spill it all over the place.
Click, clack, front and back.
And don't text.
That's a big one.
Rule. Yeah, don't text and drive.
Mm.
Don't text and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drive and just don't drive. Just don't drive. That's probably the easiest thing to say.
But
a man on the Gold Coast was caught. And this is, as far as I knew, this wasn't illegal. No one had ever mentioned this. You know, there were no ads warning you about this.
Uh-huh.
This guy was driving on the highway doing like 110 while playing the trumpet.
Right.
That's the trumpet. There you go. Just in case you didn't know it. Just in case we thought it's not a euphemism, by the way.
No. It was a genuine trumpet.
It was a real trumpet he was playing and, then he started polishing it.
No,
he didn't. No,
he
I
didn't.
made that up.
He didn't do that. That's right. He needs both hands on the wheel. So he's playing the trumpet one-handed. What, did the police catch him? Did someone...
Yeah, yeah, he was caught by the police.
Right.
And there's a photo of him there. See the photo? I'm holding up the photo everyone can see it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great on radio.
Maybe he's busy. I don't know. Maybe he gets a bit of practice, of trumpet practice.
The other thing, people say you shouldn't eat while driving, but sometimes I'm going to an event or something like that. Mm. I don't know. I'll have a sneaky, drive through Macca's, you've got to. It's multitasking when you drive sometimes.
You eat when you sleep.
Yeah, well, only occasionally.
Really? Have you ever eaten in the shower?
No, I've had a beer in the shower.
You've had a beer in the shower.
Yeah, have a drink in the shower. Have you ever had a beer in the shower?
No, I've never had a beer in the shower.
Very refreshing.
I can honestly say
Producer Al has. He loves it. It's good.
He didn't realize it was a shower. He was so drunk. he didn't even feel it.
Okay, so what's the word of advice from the show this morning, Sally? Look, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive.
Don't trumpet.
Put
your trumpet away.
Thank you.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to talk about a big protest that's going to be happening in
Sydney. Which is also food related.
It is food related, actually. Yeah. It's got to do with Bunnings.
Bunnings and the
warehouse.
Sausage saga continues.
It does. Now, look, I love Bunnings. It's one of my favourite places
doesn't?
To go.
What do you love about Bunnings?
Mate, it's just, I could spend hours walking around the aisles just going, oh, yeah, I need that at my place. I could do that.
Doesn't that surprise me?
I'm renting at the moment, and one of the biggest things I hate about renting is I can't improve the house I live in because it's not my house.
You can't drill things.
No, you can't put anything on the wall. Like at the moment, we need more kitchen cabinets. I know exactly how to put them up and where. I just can't do it. It's not my house. But anyways, the Bunnings saga is continuing. That is correct. Because if you haven't heard about this, you've been living under a rock. But basically, Bunnings
even if you've been living under a rock, maybe you've got a little radio under the rock.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, or a little tiny TV. Rock TV.
Well, sounds comfortable.
Yeah.
That's nice. Basically, Bunnings has said they're going to start putting onions underneath the snag on the snag sandwiches for a safety reason because people are slipping on onions.
Now,
what's going on is there is a Facebook group called Throwing Your Onion on the Ground at Bunnings and Then Slipping. It's an event. And lots of people are getting around this.
They're going to do that. It's a slipping weekend.
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to get as many people as they can to the Chatswood store in December. And they're all going to get there at one moment.
Yeah.
They're going to throw onion on the ground.
Yeah.
And then they're all going to slip on it together at the same time.
That's fantastic. Isn't
it an amazing protest? So,
Some people waste their lives and other people really make a commitment to to do something significant, make a difference.
Yeah,
let's go and slip on onions. You know, on their deathbed, they're going to look back on their lives and say, whatever I did, at least I did this onion slipping thing
Tugra. The Bunnings Tugra, that's my Bunnings. Stay clear of that
I will. Don't worry about that.
No. You love Bunnings. You do as well. Come on.
Oh, who doesn't?
Everyone
loves Bunnings.
Now, look.
But people are scared. Like, look, I just want to point out that really, statistically, you probably have more chances of dying from eating the sausage than slipping on the onion.
Well, here's the thing. 8,000 people have said they're going to go to this event.
8,000
people. They're all going to be at that Bunnings. They're all going to slip on onion, and they're all going to prove the point of Bunnings, that it's dangerous to slip on onion.
That's what Australia's about.
Yeah, nice.
It's about going to Bunnings and slipping.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it for Australia.
Yeah, it's
that's fantastic.
In Australia, we protest about the big issues.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with our sausages.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with it. That should be Bunnings' motto. Don't touch our sausages.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about...
We're listening.
I'm going to talk about libraries right now.
Shh. Yeah, now libraries are becoming a thing of the past, like CD shops and, spinning jennies.
What's that?
The spinning jenny that makes wool.
Oh.
The old, when the Industrial Revolution started, it was like they used to do it by hand. A little bit of information there.
I almost have to go to a library and look that one up to find out what that is, but okay.
You better hurry before they become obsolete.
Well, that's the thing about libraries, mate. There's a few around the coast. I know there's one at Westfield Tugra.
Oh, yeah. There's a good one in Erina.
Yeah, Erina Fair, your favourite place.
When it becomes, just nice to just go in and just, enjoy the air conditioning. Just look at people reading.
Well, that's what I want to talk about because I don't know what people are doing in libraries. I will confess ignorance here. I haven't been to a library since 2002.
That's why you're ignorant.
Well, possibly.
That's probably why.
But I don't know what people are doing in them because there's a library in the UK.
Yeah.
And not a single book has been taken out in the library or borrowed from this library in a year.
Really?
It's been the library's open. It's staffed. There's people there, but and people are coming in.
Nah,
because but no one knows what they're doing.
Nah, no, why? You know, why carry a book when you got 20 million books in your pocket?
Well, on your you're talking about on your phone.
Yeah. You know, and let's. There's a lot. Is that a library in your pocket?
It's a big pocket.
It's a big pocket, big library. Well, you know, libraries have a terrible I have terrible memories of libraries because I was not good at school. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Who really? Would have thought?
It seems so when I had to go to the library to find a book or whatever, the weirdest thing would happen to me. I would be desperately wanting to do a poo. And not just once or twice, every single time. Around the nonfiction section for some reason. I don't know why. This was in a suburb of Sydney called Punchbowl.
Yeah.
Punchbowl Library. They did not have a bathroom.
Yeah.
So as soon as I get to the library, I had to run back home.
Yeah.
The poo, and then. You know,
to punch one out in the bowl.
Punch one out in the bowl. No. Punch bowl. Exactly. Well done. Nice work.
Thank you. But this library in the UK, right?
Yeah.
The saddest thing I think about this library is not the fact that not a book has been borrowed in the last year, but 18 books were technically borrowed.
Technically?
Well, they had to check that the system still worked.
Oh, yeah.
So they tested it 18 times over the course of the year to make sure that if someone did come in and wanted to borrow a book, they were ready.
So the people who worked there borrowed their own books.
Well, yeah, pretty much, just
and to
make sure
and they
it
were
works.
Late and they were fined. And so they couldn't pay the fine back and they had to be sacked.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be sad? Have I told you my library joke?
No, please do.
Oh, come on.
Please do.
I have told it to you, but I'll tell it again. For those who weren't. Yeah, this is one of my favorite jokes.
Okay, all right.
This guy walks into a library. He's a bit drunk. And he walks up to the librarian and says, can I have some fish and chips, please? And the librarian says, I'm sorry, sir, but this is a library.
Yeah.
He says, oh, sorry. Can I have some fish and chips, please?
Hey.
You with me?
Come on.
But you know, it's funny. I told a couple of kids that joke.
Yeah.
And they did not get it. And I realized. They've probably never been in a library.
Well, I want to know on 13:27:10 this morning, if no one's borrowing books from a library, what are you doing in there?
Well,
if
they've got a toilet, then I know what I would be doing.
But, yeah, exactly.
But,
All right, we do got some movies to the tickets. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse hits Event Cinemas Tuggerah this December. 13:27:10, if you're not borrowing books from a library, what are you doing in there?
Yeah, we want to know.
We got Troy from Gosford. G'day, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, hey, not
Troy.
Too bad. What's going on, mate? What are you doing in a library if you're not borrowing a book?
Yeah, well, basically, what I normally do there is go to the internet and watch eBay and things like that. And the other thing I do, that's if you're low on data, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On your mobile. But the other thing I do is with my son. Often we'll just go there and sit on a beanbag and just chill and, you know, read a book. We don't borrow them because he won't return them. So, I'm not prepared to, you know, have the sheriff come after me over a book. Saying that, I've got a really good, interesting story. What I used to do at the library years ago as a child.
Okay.
Basically, when I was in year 9, I used to go to the library after school and use the computers to design my business.
Yeah.
To print, they had computers then, and computers were really expensive back then. So
and
go
heavy.
There and use their, facilities, basically design up labels for lolly bags and then go and sell them after school.
Well, you're quite an entrepreneur. Smart.
Yes, that's the happiest, most successful library story I've ever heard. That's fantastic. Well
Thanks
done.
Thanks so much, Troy. Thank you for the call, mate. All right, now we are going to go to Janine in Blue Bay. How are you going, Janine?
Hi, Janine.
G'day, guys. I'm great. And yourselves?
Good, yeah, not too bad. What's going on in the library for you if you're not borrowing any books?
Well, like Troy, the internet, but libraries have become actually a real hub. I go to a writer's group at Tookley Library once a fortnight, and they have knitting groups there and colouring in groups. And
but you gotta, do you have to knit
story
really,
time for young kids.
Do you have to knit really quietly? Like, so, watch your needles there, they're making too much noise.
That also, the libraries have an amazing range of DVDs. They actually have very current DVDs.
Wow. Ah,
okay. Well, that's good. All right. So, there you go.
Because, you don't have video stores anymore. So if you don't want to stream or whatever people do these days, you go and borrow them, and, you know. That's, so it's amazing.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
borrowing DVDs.
You guys need to venture out more.
So you seem to know a lot about libraries, Janine. Can you explain why that every time I go to a library, I have to do a poo? Can you, do you have any idea?
I don't know. Maybe that reading gives you the...
Yes, yes, I understand.
I think it might be the fear of knowledge, Janine. Maybe. I think he might learn something there and he's a bit worried about it.
I've got to get a book on it. See ya.
Well, thanks for the call, Janine.
Nice chatting with you guys.
Thank you.
All right, we got one more, mate, and we're going to go to Andy in Umina. How you doing, Andy?
Hi, Andy.
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
All right, mate.
Good.
What are you doing at a library if you're not borrowing books?
Oh, cheap day out for the kids. Like,
it's like a childcare centre.
Everything's free, but mainly for DVDs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
going. They've got a great range of DVDs, and it's actually probably the main reason Video Easy and Civic Video aren't around anymore.
Because
you can just walk in there and borrow them for free.
Yeah, right. They've destroyed the industry. But it must be fun around your household, around school holidays. Come on, kids, we're going out somewhere fun. Oh, Dad, not the library again. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Andy, what we're going to do, mate, we're going to send you along to the movies, go see the new Spider-Man movie, all right?
Thanks, guys.
No worries. There you go. Right. That's what happened to Blockbuster. We solved it here on the show.
That's good. Yeah, I'm sure his kids are thrilled. Come on. Today we're going to look at nonfiction.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest for the Central Coast best. This is the
best. 107.7 2GO.
Now, we have received your votes at 2gofm.com.au for where you think the best pie is on the coast.
Now, before you announce the winner, because Mandy's not here,
yeah.
I wouldn't say this normally, but why can't we, like, you know, next week maybe we can have the best, you know, massage.
No,
not
Mr.
with a happy ending.
No, Akmal, we're not doing that. Akmal, no.
Why?
No.
Oh,
no,
come on.
We're doing best pie, all right? I'm going to tell you where the best pie is.
I've got a few other suggestions.
Let's talk about them off air. Okay. The all best right. pie on the coast is Ken's Humble Pie at the entrance, which is my favourite, so I'm stoked.
Yeah, yeah. What about Central Coast Best Stripper?
No, we're not doing that either. No? Now, I want to talk about Ken's Humble Pies.
No
naughty things, Akmal.
Gotcha.
We're talking about pies. We're talking about butchers and stuff like
Nothing sexual. Gotcha.
They've got a surf and turf pie there that I'm going to go try.
What does that mean?
It's like when they get it, you know, the surf is the prawns and the turf is usually like a bit of cow.
You turf it out after you have a bite.
No, you don't do that. They're great pies. Congratulations to Ken's Humble Pie in the entrance.
You've bought pies from them.
I have. They're great pies. They're fresh. They're cooked right there. They're brilliant. But look, later on this hour, we'll let you know what we need your help with voting on next.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
In Alabama, the sheriff there in Marshall County is in trouble.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Wait, they found him. Because Alabama, I don't know if you know Alabama.
Well, I've never been there.
It's very backward and very, hey, boy. You're not from around here, are you, boy?
Oh, the southern state?
Southern, and it's a bit...
been there?
No, I haven't, but, you know, I've seen movies.
You know this from research.
It is an odd place. It's the biggest supporter of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's where he won the election in Alabama.
Well, Donald Trump might be calling the sheriff
it's a place where you can get the death penalty for parking fines.
Really?
No.
No. Okay.
Joking. You're easy to...
I don't know. You said you researched this stuff.
Do you want to buy some land that I...
No, I don't want to
really
buy.
Really cheap.
Is it? Oh, great. No. Look, what happened to the sheriff in Alabama in Marshall County is he's blown the whole budget in one transaction.
Yes.
Because he's bought $22,000 worth of toilet paper and $9,000 worth of trash bags.
It's got a big bum or what?
Why, no.
What happened?
I think this is what they call a clerical error.
Oh, it was like a mistake. He got ordered by mistake.
Yeah. He's added a few zeros to the end of how much toilet paper
he needed. They're going to have to get creative and, you know.
Well, I mean, they probably don't have money for tasers or anything like that anymore. Or guns or bullets. So.
You know, in Alabama, if you get pulled over by the police, they just use those little cardboard, you know, when the toilet paper's finished?
Yeah, the little cardboard round thing.
Now pull over.
Why are you using a toilet paper thing? Because our sergeant's an idiot.
He's spent all the money, so that's our loudspeaker
now. Drugs. He confiscated some drugs and then he consumed them.
No,
and then he ordered $22,000 worth of toilet paper. You don't do that if you're straight.
Well, no, he made a clerical error. That's all. That's, so, you know.
Yeah, well.
Now they're getting creative with their toilet supplies. It's good. I like it. Good, you should go give them some more creative ideas.
You know, it's funny. Libraries make me want to do a poo, but also police stations. So if I'm ever in Alabama, I know I'm covered.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, I got a voicemail yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I almost fell for it. It was pretty scary.
Yes.
This is the voicemail I got on my phone yesterday.
The reason behind this call is that there is a lawsuit getting filed under your name. The moment you receive this message, I want you to get back to me on my department division number 3901. Now, if we don't hear from you, we have to issue arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to us as soon as possible. Thank you.
So that's me. I'm done, mate. I've got to go.
You got to go to prison.
I'm getting arrested.
Mm. Mm. Well, you know, they've obviously heard this show. No, but you know, it's clearly a scam, right?
Well,
but it's either a scam or the police are getting really lazy.
just calling up
because we bought all this toilet paper. And that was from the previous, if you've been listening.
That's in Alabama.
In Alabama,
but, you know, maybe the police are getting lazy, just calling up saying, oh, can you come in, please? Don't make us come and get you.
Do we have to do everything ourselves?
Just come to the station, all right?
Can't you just arrest yourselves?
We know you did it. Just
come
behave.
On. Here's, look, no, we'll no, send look, you the handcuffs.
When I got that voicemail, for a split second, I was a little concerned. I was like, whoa. Easy. And then I went, hang on, no, this is clearly a scam. And after a very quick Google of arrest voicemail scam, figured out it's a scam that's actually been going on in Australia for the last couple of months.
We should investigate. I mean, it'd be easy to catch them, you would think. You just call them.
Well, I did bleep out the number. I didn't want anyone to, you know, go out there and call the number.
Because, why?
Well, you don't know. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
But, so. Yeah, we should ring them and say, look, I've got a whole bunch of money to deposit. What's your address?
Yeah.
And
they'd
be probably stupid enough to go, yeah, we'll give you the address.
Well, you know the king of Ethiopia, don't you? And you just want to deposit that money for a little while in their account.
Yeah, me and the king of Ethiopia.
And they'll give you $10,000 and,
in Ethiopian dollars, which will probably buy you a pie.
Have you ever had one of these scams?
I've had a few. And I'm very gullible. I always fall for these scams.
No, you don't.
But no, I do. Man, I bought 3 jackets off a guy in a car, right? It was, and he said it was him and his friend, and they were pretending to be Italian, so they couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
And they had, and he said, we got Versace jackets, Versace. And I'm not a big dresser.
Yeah.
So dumb. And he's going, oh, you know, and he showed me the jacket, and then he lit it. On like he tried to light it to show that it was leather something. Anyway, I said, I'll buy them. He goes, they're worth $5,000 each, but for you, I'll make it like $700 for the 3.
What a bargain.
I thought, what a bargain, right? I said, I don't have any money, but I'll go to the F-Post. And like an idiot, I went and got the money out, gave him the cash. And then this is the truth, right? I was visiting my friend, who's, I swear to God, the coincidences are amazing in my life. His girlfriend at the time was a fashion designer.
Yeah.
And she goes, I said, look, I bought these 3 Versace jackets. And she goes, that's not a
that's not a Versace,
that's
darling.
Not a Versace.
Yeah.
And I said, how do you know? I became sort of arrogant about it. I said, how would you know? And she goes, well, it's spelt incorrectly for a start.
Oh.
Right? And then she goes, look at this stitching. And she pulled the arm and the arm came off the entire jacket.
Oh.
And I threw those jackets out. I got scammed
badly.
Did you
buy $700 each?
No, $700 for the 3.
Wow.
For the 3. But 3 bits of material that weren't Versace.
Well, you learned something there, didn't you? Don't buy clothes out of the back of a truck.
Or, you know, Italians are dodgy.
No, you didn't learn
that. No, they didn't learn that, you know. No.
Just
you know,
clothes out of the back of a truck.
I'll tell you the best scam, and I know we're running out of time.
We are running out of time.
But I'll tell you very quickly.
Okay, very quickly.
In the 70s, and you can check this, a man, an American guy, came to Australia and said, I promise I'll tell you, this is guaranteed 100%. I can tell you how you can make $1 million in one night or your money back. $1 million. And he sold out venues all over Australia, including the Opera House. And people were going, oh, this is amazing. We can't wait. This is before Tony Robbins and all those people.
Yeah.
And you know what he did?
Didn't rock up?
No, he rocked up. But he had it planned. So he did Adelaide, he did Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, all the capital cities.
Yeah.
And he planned it really well. And he'd just get up and say, okay, now, so this is how you make $1 million in one night. What you do is you advertise telling people I can get you, you know. And
that's brilliant.
And he had his car waiting for the next plane, and he made $1 million.
In one
back
night.
Back in the 70s.
Wow, that's amazing. That is good.
That's a good scam.
Yeah.
Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest for the Central Coast best. This is the
best. 107.7 2GO.
Now, earlier on, we announced Ken's Humble Pie Shop in the entrance is the best pie on the coast.
I bet you won't be humble now. You'd be going, no, I'm the best pie.
No, Ken's a humble guy. Right now, we need your help voting at 2gofm.com.au. We want to know where the best sports club is on the coast. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not talking like RSL or those kind of
actual
clubs.
Actual sports.
Actual sports. So, like a Terrigal Rugby Club.
We're not talking drinking. That's not a sport.
No. Carrying Netball Club, maybe them. I actually had a little look around. There's a Central Coast Badminton Club.
Really?
Mm.
What about, is there like a Terrigal Curling Club?
Well, I'm on the beach. It might be hard to play curling on the beach, mate. There's no ice.
There's not enough fencing on the Central Coast. Let's bring fencing back.
Fencing. Oh, yeah. I see what you're doing. You know, fencing would be good.
Yeah,
there you go. So go to 2GOFM, vote for your favourite sports club on the coast right now.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
That makes me feel a little creepy. A little bit scary.
Okay, I can help you with creepy.
Oh, can you?
And
I'm
scary.
I'm sure you can. Yeah. I'm sure you can. Yeah. No, because there's an urban legend here on the coast which is making news around Australia, and it's made news before, but it's been on an Unsolved Mysteries podcast called, I think it's called All Aussie Mystery Hour or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the Jenny Dixon beach story near Nora Head.
Yeah.
Now,
it's a ghost.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have seen it, and I've spoken to a lot of locals who swear that they picked her up hitchhiking.
Well, which one? Because there's two.
Oh, there's two ghosts.
There's two ghosts. So there's the lady that appears on the beach in 1800s garb.
And she
puts her hands up like she needs help.
Yeah.
And then there's the hitchhiking girl.
They're not the same ghost?
No, different ghosts.
Maybe just needing a different clothing.
The ghost has a wardrobe change.
Well, maybe. I don't know much about ghosts.
Okay, maybe they do. Maybe they do. We're not experts here.
Because they'd get bored. They're there for eternity.
Mm.
You know, they'd get bored.
But then if you don't know about the ghost that hitchhikes, apparently it's a young lady. You see her on the side of the road. Mm. You pick her up. She gets in your car. And then the next minute, she's gone.
And you believe this?
This is the thing.
You're normally a very sensible, measured person. When I tell you about conspiracy theories, you just rubbish them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to ghosts,
here's the thing about ghost stories for me. There are so many, and there are so many people that believe in them. I think there's got to be a bit of truth to it.
Well, this is my issue with ghosts, right? Okay. If I was a ghost,
yes,
would I hang around Terrigal? I could go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I can go to the Carnivale in Brazil, or I can go and watch the US Opens for free. I can be right there on the net.
Ghosts sometimes have unfinished business. Nah, so unless you've got business. Unfinished business
who's
with
got
the
unfinished
US Open.
Who's got unfinished business in Terrigal?
It's not in Terrigal, mate.
Where is it?
It's near Nora Head.
Nora Head.
On Jenny Dixon who's Beach.
If I was a ghost, I would move away from Nora Heads and go to the Antarctica. Have a look at there. Because you're a ghost.
Say hi to the penguins.
I'd go on the plane and sit in the business class, in the first class.
Okay.
First class, I'm a ghost.
Yeah, no one knows.
No one knows.
Look, 132710, join the conversation. We've got $50 for you to go spend at the all-new Nora Head Sporties and Latitude 33 restaurant. Head in and grab your Christmas toy raffle tickets there now. We want to know, have you seen either of these ghosts?
Yes, and if you are one of these ghosts, if you are one of these ghosts, and you can make a phone call, I'm not sure how difficult that would be, or maybe scare someone into calling and tell us.
Okay, all right. 132710. Have you seen the ghost on Wilford Barrett Drive
or on
Jenny Dixon Beach? You can call right now. 132710. We've got Leanne from Mannering Park on 132710. Have you seen the ghost at Jenny Dixon Beach?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes, along Wilford Barrett Drive.
Now, do you drink a lot?
No, I don't drink a lot.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah. Tell us, what did you see?
It was probably over 10 years ago now, travelling along Wilford Barrett Drive there, about 11:30 at night with a friend, and I did see a lady in a, probably long hair, flowing white gown, walk in front of the car. Brief, quickly kind of thing. And I didn't say anything, and I thought, oh, my God, And I've got goosebumps as I'm talking to you, talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, and the person saw the same thing.
Right. So you had someone in the car with you that saw it as well?
Yes.
Wow. Oh. And what, so you're saying you drove through her?
Basically walking. Yeah, like we were driving and it, like, a little bit ahead of the car, walked across the road into, like, the bush.
You know what is interesting about that, Leanne, is that was the other person in the car a female passenger?
No.
Oh, because I've heard the urban legend that she's actually looking for the people that murdered her and they were guys. So she's actually, if there's a car full of guys or a guy driving, she'll get in the car then. So maybe because you were driving and you're female,
I was passenger.
Oh, you were passenger.
I was passenger. And I thought, I didn't say anything at first and I went, oh, yeah, but it's all the same thing.
Wow.
So, that's how I do know it's true, because I've seen it. Even my daughter's just come out and said, Mum, you got goosebumps. Because every time I think of it, I get goosebumps.
And when you went home that night, did your husband look at you and say, you look like you've seen a ghost?
No.
No, he didn't. Okay. Fair enough.
Leanne, thank you so much for the call. We're going to give you that $50 to go spend at the all-new Norahead Sporties, okay?
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Good on you, Leanne.
No worries. All good. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
6 to 9, music that makes you feel good on 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal. That one thanks to the lawyer firm Womack & Womack.
Proprietary Limited. Womack & Womack. Have you been injured at work? Call Womack.
Womack and Womack.
See, that's why they disappeared. They needed a cooler name.
Womack and Womack wasn't cool enough?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyway.
Well, that's a cool name like Akmal Saleh. That's really
If they called themselves Akmal Saleh, I would have been upset. But then, you know, I would have been paid, hopefully. Because there's only one. I don't know.
Have they copyrighted your name, actually? Is that something you've done?
No. Oh. No, I don't think you can do that.
Because there's that big debate with Kylie Minogue and Kylie Jenner. I don't know if you're across that, but they tried to copyright Kylie.
It's very
big. So I wonder, if anyone else can call themselves Akmal.
Well, Nick Giannopoulos tried to patent the word WOG.
Oh, really?
They kicked him out of court. He said, get out, mate. You're an idiot.
You can't own that.
Can't own that.
Exactly.
That's someone else's.
That's someone. Look, it is time to get out of here. It's been a great show. You can catch up if you missed anything. Download the 2GO app or 2GOFM.com.au. We found out why there's no Blockbusters anymore.
Yeah, thanks to public libraries who are giving away free DVDs.
Yeah.
Get there quick.
You can catch up with
that.
Have
no more books.
Find out about that. And also, you can find out one of Akmal's favourite stories, When Nature Fights Back.
Yes, we've had fun. And you.
Yeah, no, it's Mandy. Mandy will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow, you know. But, you know, she doesn't have to hurry.
We love having Mandy.
We miss her.
Hey, and we need you to vote right now, 2gfm.com.au, for the best sports club on the coast, all right? So you can vote for, like, Terrigal Rugby Club or your favourite netball club or maybe Junior Rugby League. There's the Blue Haven Raiders.
There's a judo club.
There's a judo club?
Yeah, I see them coming out. There's, you know, fighting and stuff and just tackling people.
Oh, really?
Little kids just... Oh. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, look, we're out of here. Mandy will be back tomorrow. Brownie's up next. See you, bye.
Bye-bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.